From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. The hottest star of the podcast world is coming to North Texas this summer. First, though, we'll start with the big chill in the Northeast. The blizzard has already canceled more than 7,000 flights, a number of them into and out of Dallas airports. Diana Douglas found travelers at Love Field who were racing to get out of the Northeast ahead of the storm or trying to fly right into it.
Disruptions to flights were announced early today and have continued all day as the snow piles up from the mid-Atlantic up to New England. People trying to fly out from these areas got increasingly anxious as the day wore on, hoping not to be snowed in.
I mean, I'm happy to be anywhere but Baltimore right about now because it's snowing up there. The airlines are going crazy. They're canceling all the flights.
Eric Scott is waiting for his bag to circle a Southwest carousel at Love Field. His flight to Little Rock, Arkansas from Baltimore got canceled, so he was rerouted through Dallas. No time to enjoy the renovated airport as he rushes to make his new flight plans work.
I have to check out my bag, go back upstairs, and catch a flight in 10 minutes.
The storm grounded flights out of Baltimore and dozens of other airports. Isabel Klingen also got to Dallas in the nick of time.
I'm here on business. We had a week-long meeting in Dallas and got out of Dodge before the weather came in.
Most of the canceled flights are tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Runways should be cleaned up from 3 feet of snow by the time she is ready to fly home. Love Field and DFW are prepared for stranded passengers as planes drop people off here who can't travel to their final destination. DFW can always pull out the cots and keep the concessions open later, as it does in major travel disruptions. Denise Williams has no plans to sleep on the floor of an airport tonight. She had a scare this morning when her flight was canceled as she tried to get home to Washington, D.C., but at the last minute, she got lucky.
I was going to go on a 6 o'clock one since I would get longer, you know, weekend here, nicer weather, but luckily I get one of the last seats at the 2 o'clock one, which is the only flight out today.
And is there any part of you that's like, why am I leaving Dallas, Texas to go into the eye of the snowstorm?
Actually, yes, of course. I'm actually visiting my boyfriend here, so it's nice to have extra time.
But she needs to get home. For one thing, she's running short on time to get in line at the grocery store. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Concussions, domestic violence, performance-enhancing drugs, and now Deflategate. With the Super Bowl just 6 days away, football may be drawing more attention off the field than on. NPR's Michelle Martin is in town to host an event about football and ethics at the Perot Museum tomorrow night. She sat down with KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter.
Michelle Martin, welcome to the land of Friday Night Lights.
Thank you for having me.
So many headlines on and off the field. What are you planning to dig into at the Perot?
I'm hoping we're going to talk about all the things that you've been talking about at home. Fans and non-fans alike of the game are invested in this. Football is the most watched sport in the United States. I mean, last year's Super Bowl was the most watched television event in U.S. history. We want to talk about all the things that people have been talking about, the off-field behavior, and also the kinds of things that people are concerned about what's going on the field. I mean, we talked about football and ethics. I mean, one of the ethical questions that we are going to grapple with is, as we know more about the impact that the sport can have on players' bodies, there are questions for us as spectators. What's our role in this?
Another thing I'm really interested in is your panel. You have a player, a kid who's in high school now, heading to college next year. You've also got Nate Jackson, a former player for the Denver Broncos.
He wrote a very interesting book. It's an insider's look at the sport. And this is not a hater. I mean, this is not somebody who's approaching this from the standpoint of somebody who's a failed guy, never got his shot. I mean, right. He had 6 great years in the NFL, and he raises a lot of important issues about the way players are trained, about the way that they're treated when they're in the sport. There's a lot of the off-field shenanigans. I'm hoping that he'll be willing to talk about some of that stuff, because I certainly want to know.
And you've got a football wife on there, too.
Exactly. Melanie Ismail, who's the wife of Raghib Rocket Ismail, a Dallas Cowboy, beloved member of the football community here. She's going to be here and Rocket's going to be there as well. And I'm very interested to hear her take. She was very involved with the Football Wives, the Players Wives Association, while her husband was playing. And she has some interesting things to say.
Now, while the conversation's going on, on stage. There will also be a national conversation going on Twitter. Lauren Silverman and Christina Martinez from KERA will be part of that. How's that going to work?
Well, this is something that we've been developing as we've been doing these programs around the country, and I find that people really enjoy it. I mean, we've got with the folks who are able to get to Dallas, who mm-hmm. live in Dallas, they're part of our audience. But around the country, we've got people who have an interest in this who are going to be live tweeting the event and adding their thoughts, and everybody's welcome to join them. I mean, some of the people we'll be hearing from are Paolo Torre, a senior writer at ESPN, Dave Zirin, he's the host of Edge of Sports Radio on Sirius XM. We've got Dr. Shireen Atabaki. She's an emergency physician, but she's had a deep interest in the whole question of pediatric concussions and is a recognized authority on this field as well. Everybody's equal on Twitter. People are welcome to add their thoughts, their questions, their ideas. People, we're particularly interested in people who have a connection to the game, whether it's an athlete or as the parent of an athlete or somebody who's even considering whether to let their children play.
So despite all these headlines, these kind of scandals or negative things, we still are so fascinated with football. What do you think it is about football that's so compelling?
It's beautiful. There's something about the idea of that these big men can do these amazing things with their bodies. It's like they're flying. I think we are fascinated by things that we can do and also things we cannot do. Hearing people talk about the beauty of the sport as well as the pain of the sport mm-hmm. is one of the things that I'm really looking forward to. It's not just about, you know, pull up your shorts and play and shut up. We really want to kind of hear from the inside out. What is the draw? What do you love about it? And is the price too high?
NPR's Michelle Martin, thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to the event.
So am I, Rick. So am I.
That event, NPR Presents Michelle Martin, Offense or Defense, starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas. Tickets are $10. Find out how to get them at KERA.org. The woman who made podcasting into a must-hear medium is headed to North Texas. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, Sarah Koenig will be the keynote speaker at this summer's Podcast Movement Conference in Fort Worth.
This is a Global CalLink prepaid call from
Adnan Sayed.
No, this isn't another episode of Serial, the popular spinoff from the creators of This American Life. But news that the show's host is coming to town in August has generated a lot of buzz on social media.
I think there's no denying the fact that Sarah is kind of the person right now in podcasting.
That's Dan Franks, the force behind the podcast movement.
There really was only one main target to try to put as a headline speaker at our event, and the reaction has reflected that, no doubt about it.
Franks launched the conference after a Kickstarter campaign raised nearly $32,000. The event drew about 600 people from around the world. This year, he's expecting more than double that. It brings together people just starting to experiment with podcasting to those who've launched their own programs that listeners can download online.
For the last year, I've spent every working day trying to figure out where a high school kid was for an hour after school one day in 1999.
Podcasting has been around for a decade, but it never had a breakout hit until Serial. Koenig spent an entire year researching the murder of a high school student in Baltimore. Her ex-boyfriend and classmate, Adnan Syed, was convicted of murder.
The fact that Serial was a story that went, you know, from episode to episode, and it gave you that cliffhanger at the end of every episode. So I think it kind of put that podcast into that TV series mold that we're used to seeing and we're used to kind of consuming.
The weekend-long event will take place at the Omni Fort Worth Hotel starting July 31st. Tickets go on sale next Monday. And podcasting may be free, but this conference isn't. Price of admission, $297. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Should be mostly clear this evening, a low near 46. Tomorrow, sunny with high near 73. And tomorrow night, much of the same, mostly clear, a low near 48. It's currently 70 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 60 in Tyler, 68 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.